AM.
Don't believe the hype. The actual time is 1930 UTC, the time that we always begin the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm sitting here drinking Da Hong Pao because I still have leaf left over from yesterday. Oh, I'm so happy about this. I'm wondering how many more infusions I can get out of this leaf. Probably one. Maybe more. I love drinking tea. Oh, it's so good. A little bit more. Oh, it's a beautiful thing. And as much as I like drinking tea, I also like listening to the numbers. So, let's ask the numbers lady very politely what those numbers might be. Hey, numbers lady, could you please give us some numbers today? Because we are wondering what the numbers are.
The numbers are 2, 3, 7. Number 2, 8, 6. Number 2, 8, 9. Number 3, 2, 5. Number 3, 7, 2. Thank you.
You are welcome, numbers lady. Let's drink some more tea. Oh, yeah. Oh, a little bit more. Oh, yeah. It's delicious. Okay, so what are we doing? What are we doing today? What's going on? What's happening? What's the dilly yo? Well, it's great. The cat shows up. Hi, I thought you were sleeping. Yeah, this is the cat that I had a rough night. I was not sleeping well, and a lot of times I was being awakened up by this furry thing that's standing on my foot. Yeah, you're going to smell the mail. Smells pretty interesting, doesn't it? Because my cat was going crazy early this morning, doing all kinds of stuff, puking on the floor, running around. Okay, the cat's leaving. So needless to say, I didn't sleep well, and I got up at noon. Oh, brutal. And then, yeah, my hip thing started going, and it's painful, but it's starting to go away now. But last night at about midnight, it started to rain, and it rained all night, and it's raining off and on still. So now we can't go outside or anything because it's wet and rainy. And I double-checked a little while ago, about 10 minutes ago, after making my tea, I ran outside to get the mail, among other things. So, yeah, that's what we're doing today. I got packages and mail to open. Because, did I mention this? Did I mention that I was waiting for a book a couple weeks ago? Does any of this make any sense? Oh, yeah. Good tea. So anyway, yeah, I got some mail. I got some packages. Both of which I were expecting, these packages. But I didn't know when they were going to show up. So let's start with the mail that comes in the envelopes. What do we got here? Oh, yeah. We got good tea, that's for sure. Okay, where's my mail slash package opening knife? Yeah, let's grab that. All right. And we got two envelopes that are from FNBO, Funbo. This is going to be weird. So I got two envelopes from Funbo. One is obviously my bank statement because it comes in a certain size envelope and it looks a certain way and I recognize it and blah, blah, blah. So this is my bank statement and I don't need to open it because I know how much money is in my bank account down to the nearest dollar. And there's another envelope. a big window, regular number 11 size envelope that says important information enclosed. Gosh, why do I doubt that? Why do I doubt that? I have a feeling that this is probably just a credit card application or something stupid. So we'll open it up. And what do they want me to buy today? Oh yes, it's even got the fake plastic credit card stuck to the paper. I was right. Card holder name. Well, we'll peel the card off because it is actually plastic and not plastic coated paper. And the back of it says, this is not an actual credit card. What? You don't say. Because I thought for sure this was my my real account number. You know, 0000910012345678. So, yeah, my bank wants me to apply for a credit card. Obviously, that's not happening. I've never had a credit card in my life. I don't intend to get one ever. And now it's way too late. I'm so old that if I tried to apply for a credit card, they would say, you've never had a credit card before in your life. You've never had credit. You've never purchased anything on credit. You're how old? How are you even a person that's living in this world? Yeah. I like to stay under the radar. So we can put the bank statement aside until later, because actually I just need to go file that with the rest of them. And we can look at the other two envelopes. Having some sinus issues today. Now, the thing that's interesting about these two envelopes is one of them's the exact same size as my bank statement envelope, and the other one is the exact same size as the credit card application envelope. However, these two pieces of mail have been sent by the United States Census, the U.S. Census Bureau, National Processing Center, 100 Logistics Avenue, good street name, Jeffersonville, Indiana, 47144, blah, blah, blah. And then in big black bold letters in a box, your response is required by law. By law. But how do you enforce that law? Su respuesta es requerida por ley. Your response is required by law. Well, how do you enforce that law? Because they don't know who they sent this letter to. It literally says, to resident at my address. The other one, the same thing. Response was required by law. To resident at, and then my address. So, how are they going to know whether or not I filled out their anonymous thing or not? Does this make any sense to anybody? It makes no damn sense to me. Now let's try opening one of these and see what it says. This is difficult to do one-handed. I'm just going to rip the hell out of it. Because I don't care. All right, let's see what the federal government wants from me today. Can't even open the letter. Here we go. All right, what does the census say? Dear resident. That's Mr. Resident to you, pal. That's Chairman Resident to you, pal. Recently, you should have received instructions for completing your 2020 census questionnaire online. Recently, meaning on the same day that you sent it in this other envelope that I haven't opened yet? Local communities depend on information from the Census Bureau to fund programs that promote the well-being of families. Are you sure it wasn't the wellness of families and children, as well as equal opportunity employment for you and your neighbors? If you have not already responded, you please complete your short 10-minute 2020 Census Service questionnaires now. Your secret census ID is 8H4K-8P6Q-8. 5574. That's my census ID. I guess, do they have my name attached to that census ID? Nobody knows. If we do not receive your response online, we will email you a paper questionnaire to your address in a few weeks. Blah, blah, blah. Your response is important to the community. You already said that. Blah, blah, blah. Then there's a phone number signed by the director of sending stuff to me. Apparently. Okay, so this isn't very interesting or exciting. What does the other one say? Let's get the knife in the envelope and start cutting up some paper here. Die, envelope. And we'll open it up. These papers are weird. They're blue with a white border. If you're an American, you've probably seen this already. All right. So what does this other piece of paper say? Oh, there's two pieces of paper in here. All right, dear resident. That's Chairman Resident to you, buddy. This is your invitation to respond to the 2020 census. Oh, thanks. We need your help to count everyone at this in the United States. Blah, 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 blah. Same information. Same census ID. And there's another piece of paper that came with it. That looks like it's written in lots of languages. And it is. English. Go to my2020census.gov and select English, located in the upper right corner of the window to access your 2020 census questionnaire in English. And then we have Español. Via my2020census.gov y selección Español en la esquina superior derecha de la ventana para acceder al cuestionario del censo del 2020 in Español. And then we have what is claimed to be Chinese. Is it Cantonese? Is it Mandarin? Nobody knows. And it says the exact same thing I've already read twice. Then Vietnamese, Korean, Russian, Arabic, Tagalog, Polski, Francais, Creole, Haitian, Portuguese, Japanese, Deska, and that's about it. Okay, so apparently I have to do some kind of census business. Finally, let's get freaking serious here. Set these two stupid papers aside. Grab the teacup. Push the button on the tea carafe. Pour some tea into the teacup. Kinda like that. Push the button and drink some tea. Oh yeah. Okay, so in front of me are two small boxes. This one is approximately 12 centimeters by 20 centimeters by 20 centimeters corrugated cardboard. The Boxmasters, the crush test. And the crush test, the edge crush test strength is 32 pounds per inch, which has failed immensely because this box is crushed to crap. I mean, I'd post a photo, but let's not bore ourselves. Corners are blown out. There's giant, huge wrinkles. I don't even know if I'm going to be able to open this up or how I can open it up. Well, let's just start hacking away at tape. And in this box should be a book. And this is a book that I've been looking for many, many decades. I first read this book sometime in the mid-70s. And ever since I read it, there was a couple of things in this book that I remembered my entire life. And there's been a few times in my life when I've tried to find this book again. But for various reasons, but, you know, mostly because we live in the United States, where we have freedom of speech and freedom of the press. Unless, of course, somebody gets offended by what you say, then, you know, your book has to be banned and or censored. This was one of those books. Because, it contained a couple of unpopular ideas at the time. Anyway, getting this book was kind of a miracle. It took a while to find a... First of all, it's a long story. I think I covered it before. It took me a long time to figure out what it was because I did not know the title of the book. I only knew the author and some of the subject matter. So then I tried to buy it online. And apparently some shady booksellers didn't feel like doing business with me, but we finally found somebody to sell me a copy of the damn book. And here it is. Good tea. Here's the book. It seems to be undamaged, even though the box was just insane damage. And this book is wrapped up in 8 layers of bubble wrap and tape. My God, why can't people do anything competently? Okay, so here we go. Taking the book out. Hi, Pippa. There's some more bubble wrap for you to play with. And there appears to be a handwritten note. Thanks for your order. Blah, 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 blah. Most of my inventory is waiting to be uploaded. Blah, blah, blah. God damn it. And the goddamn thing is also gift wrapped. Son of a bitch. So now I gotta... What is up with this guy and his wrappings? All I want is a damn book. And here it is. God, created more trash than... Unbelievable. Alright. And here we have a hard jacketed version. And I seem to remember that illustration. Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. Yes, this is the book. This book is entitled Call Me Bandicoot, and it was written by William Pinet Dubois. And I think he did the illustrations as well. 1970. Yep. This is it. It's a beautiful thing. And I remember this being a picture book and not a novel, a children's novel. And that's basically what this is. It's an odd size. Yeah. Can't wait to read this. I think I might read this later today. Okay. Let's put these things together. And the cat is now having a super fun time trying to get into the box with all the trash. And blah, blah, blah. Okay, so we have one last thing to open. The white mystery box. So we have this mystery box. It is white, thin paperboard, like the kind collectible Christmas tree ornaments come in. What in the hell is the cat doing? The cat's trying to bury herself in the box. That box is way too small for your giant ass. But that's not going to prevent her from trying. I'm enjoying this tea. Oh, it's so good. All right. This box, white box, seems like a mystery box. It doesn't say much. There's a white USPS tracking label on it. It has my name on it at my address, and it's from, yeah, this is where it gets mysterious. No sender, just an address. 98 Knoll Road, Waukegan, Illinois, 60085. And no indication by the postmark either, you know, because normally you have, you know, companies mass mailing symbols or whatever, but no, it just says PS Lightweight US Postage and Fees Paid OSM EVS. However, I know what this is because I was warned. I think I mentioned it. This is something from Booper. My legendary friend since we were 6 years old in first grade, Booper, likes to do crazy stuff and send me crazy stuff. I like to send him crazy stuff too, don't get me wrong. But Booper has this funny little, it's not an addiction, it's just, he's into points. You know, Booper drinks soft drinks. I don't remember what he drinks, Coke or Pepsi or whatever, and blah, blah, blah. And these products often come with, you know, some kind of promotional points. You know, you open up a bottle of a soft drink and you have the points. There's a code under the cap and that gives you points. And you can redeem these points for fun gifts and toys and all kinds of things for girls and boys. And needless to say, Booper tends to do this. Not because he's genuinely interested or thinks he's getting a deal or anything like that. Just because he thinks it's funny. So he saves up these points and then he sends me random crap that I don't want or don't need or have no use in for, you know, that kind of stuff. It's just sort of this weird meta comedy that we have between each other. I've gotten all kinds of crazy stuff from him in the past. One time Coca-Cola was running a promotion like this where you could, you know, win a kite. So you could fly a kite. And he got one of these kites for me and got the Chinese one that says Coca-Cola in Chinese on it. It's awesome. And it's right up there with my kites in my kite collection. So this box that I'm opening right now is one of those things. And I can see it. There's another box inside this box. Let's slide it out. And this box is protected by a convenient piece of cardboard. Now, Booper did email me about a month ago to tell me that this was on its way. If I remember the story, he had some extra points. And I think it was something like only one of these was allowed per customer, per address. And so what did he do? He just decided he had to send one to me. Oh, God. And I'm holding it in my hands. And it's stupid. But it's also hilarious because of my personal beliefs, etc. What did he send me? He sent me a Funko figure. If you're not familiar with them, you know, try Funko.com. But Funko are these little, they're not action figures, they're just little toys. You've seen them everywhere. Giant square heads and little bodies, and you can get these as superheroes, all the popular superheroes, popular movie stars, musicians, skateboarders, every type of celebrity, blah, blah, blah. The question is, which one did I get? Which one did I get? Which one did Booper feel like he needed to send me? I own no Funko figurines. I do not collect these. I don't care about them. I have no interest in them whatsoever. And if you know that, like Booper knows that, which one would you select to send me? Which would be the most hilarious, appropriate, because it's inappropriate, Funko figure for me to own? Now, if you've been listening to Dubious Goals Committee long enough, you probably have an idea of who this could potentially be, just because we've talked about this person and a couple of other people before, and I'll give you a hint. This has something to do with American Idol, which we were talking about yesterday. American Idol, oh, we're going to make some American Idol stars. No. Think of all the people who have won that. Can you think of anything that they did? Any songs? Did you buy their albums? No. Did their albums chart? Yeah, there was one or two people. I think Kelly Clarkson has probably been the most successful. Was she the first winner? I don't remember. I don't care. Yeah, so all those people, you know, how long has American Idol been going on now? 15, almost 20 years? So there's been 15, 20 winners plus runners-up? Can you name any more of them? No, nobody can. Where are the careers that were promised to them? Oh, if you win American Idol, you'll get a record contract. Yeah, that means absolutely nothing. Because I'll tell you right now, do you think Ruben Studdard is resting on his laurels because he's a rich musician and popular singer? No, he's working at Burger King. So all of these so-called winners and all their careers and all of their record contracts have all amounted to nothing. And one guy in particular, I think one guy's working. He's working in show business. One of those American idols is actually working in show business today. And if you turn your TV on and wait long enough, you might just see him. Who am I talking about? That's right. None other than Justin Guarini. And what television character is Justin Guarini, American Idol star, playing these days? What does the majority of his income come from? Is it his pop music idol recording career? You better believe it's not. Justin Guarini is the Dr. Pepper spokesman, Lil Sweet. Lil Sweet! It's the sweet one! Lil Sweet! Oh, hi, Lil Sweet! Blah, 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 blah. You've seen the commercials. You hate them as much as I do. They're terrible. Lil Sweet. And does Justin Guarini get to sing in these commercials because he's a pop star, because he's American Idol? Well, kinda. He gets to sing, "It's the Sweet One." And he gets to sing his own name, Lil Sweet. Booper knows how much I hate slash love Lil Sweet, because I hate American Idol and all of that stupid manufactured crap. And I hate advertising, and I don't even drink Dr. Pepper. It's gross. Who wants prune-flavored soda? That's disgusting. But I love the concept of Lil Sweet because I feel bad for Justin Guarini. He's worked so hard in his life to become an American Idol and a big pop singer. And what's he doing? He's pimping Dr. Pepper, not as himself. He's not even as himself. They have to put the credit on the screen. Watch the commercial. At the beginning of the commercial, you'll see Little Sweet, played by Justin Guarini. That's the only nod to this guy. Because, you know, everybody else in the commercials, they're not credited, are they? No, they're not. We wouldn't even know that Little Sweet was Justin Guarini if it wasn't for that credit. You remember Justin from the movie To Kelly from Justin with Love? Yeah, look that film up. Our movie star, Justin Guarini, has been reduced to playing Little Sweet, It's the Sweet One on Dr. Pepper commercials. And now I hold in my hand my little Funko Little Sweet vinyl figure. He's all dressed up. He's got his hair. He's got a can of Diet Dr. Pepper. And why am I saying the name of these products? We don't do that on Dubious Goals Committee because these products are not sponsoring me. I don't get free stuff. I'm not naming their products. But I do like to name my own product, which is Dubious Goals Committee. Dubious Goals Committee. Dubious Goals Committee airs every damned day at 1930 UTC. My name's Tobe. I'm gone.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.